Inyan of Kovod and Inyan of Kvoit Malchus Shemayim. Rosh Hashanah is connected to the parasha, Parashas Kisove, to the mitzvah of Bikurim, but the whole Inyan of Malchus is the Inyan of Kovod. Malchus and Kovod goes hand in hand, and that's why Gemara says in Kedushin that everybody's allowed to be Moichel and his Kovod except for a Melech, Shemochel al Kavoidoi, Ein Kavoidoi Mochel. And the reason why Melech Shemocha Kavoidoi in Kavoidoi Machel. The reason why Melech Shemocha Kavoidoi in Kavoidoi Machel is because the Kovod and the Malchus is Hainu Hach. You can't be a Melech and be Moichel on the Kovod. You can be a father and be Moichel. You can be a Rav and be Moichel. But if you're a Melech and you're Moichel, then you're not a Melech. Kovod, you can't be Moichel on the Kovod. Kovod is the Malchus. Kovod and Malchus go hand in hand. So, Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam, and on the same day as Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Olam, we have to do tshuva for our affairs. So pshat is, the yisod of tshuva, and tshuva Rosh Hashanah is, that we realized that an avera is a zilzal in a kovod melech. And a mitzvah is being marbe kovod shemayim. A mitzvah is kovod ha-melech. Every mitzvah that he does, he's being mechabed the melech. He's serving the melech with something. He's being mechabed the melech. And every avera, he's being mezalzel in the melech. That's, we have to know that that's the yisod of kol ha-Torah kula. And that's why, by Mamed HaSinai, where we receive the Torah, the pasuk says, "Vayered Hashem al HaSinai," and Rashi says, that means that, "Vayered Hashem" means that you're at kisei ha-kovod. Kisa Kovod came down. The Kisa Kovod is the Kisa of Kovod. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu there was implanted us the Hakorah and the recognition that all Torah mitzvahs have to do with Kovod. All Torah mitzvahs have to do with the Indian of Kovod. If we're Mekayin the mitzvah, we're Mechabed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Mechabed the Melech who's sitting on the Kisa of Kovod. And Chas V'Shalom, if we do an Avera, is we're doing the opposite, we're being Mazalzel Chas V'Shalom in the Melech. And that's the Yisod of Kol HaTorah Kula, that Yorat Kisei HaKovod Aleim. Malchus comes together with Kovod. Malchus and Rosh Hashanah is a time where we have to be Mekabel upon ourselves, once and for all, Rechman HaTzlan, to stop being Mazalzel in the Melech, Rechman HaTzlan. Parsha Shoiftim is the parasha of enforcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. Shoiftim Shoitim Titin Acha B'chol Sharecha. In the parasha of Shoiftim, you have the parasha of Melech, because the Melech, the whole Inyan of enforcing the Mishpatei HaTorah, it goes hand in hand with the Inyan of Malchus, with the Inyan of Kovod, with the Inyan of Kvod Malchus Shemayim. And that's why by Matan Torah it says, "V'atim tiyuli mamleches koinim agoy kodesh." Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down the Kisa Kovod, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us that we became "V'atim tiyuli mamleches koinim agoy kodesh." We became the Bnei Melachim. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us when we were Mitzrayim, "Bnei b'chayir Yisrael." Bnei b'chayir Yisrael. B'chayir is a lashon of gadlus, of gedula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Tol Klal Yisrael, "Bnei b'chayir Yisrael." You're destined to have the gadlus of being my sons. Bnei b'chayir Yisrael. B'chor Rashi says on pasuk of B'chor Shera Hodor Elohim Zeis Abracha. B'chor is Lashon Gdula. Actually, even Lashon of Malchus. Malchus. B'chor Shera Yish B'chor Shu Lashon Gdula or Malchus. Shneema Avani B'chor Et Nehu. B'chein B'ni B'chor Yisrael. Oh, Mamish, this Lashon. ומכן הפחרד ההוכו הוא מלכס הגדולה. טוב, בכור זה מלכס הגדולה. הקדוש ברוך הוא סד תקטול כלל ישראל אין מומיו מצרים בני בכור ישראל. בני, you're my sons and you're בכורי and בכור זה שם גדולה מלכס. I'm giving you מלכס. You're representing my מלכס. So you are בני כובד, you are people of כובד. And that manifested itself later. Mamamet HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'atim tili mamleches koinim." And therefore, that's why when Yidden get the Tariq mitzvahs, that we have to realize, and that's why we know that the mitzvahs have to do with Malchus, because the Tariq mitzvahs plus the Sheva mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, is 620, is Terach, which is Oisus Keser, Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us that when we do mitzvahs, we're putting the keser al roshah. We're putting the keser al roshah. Our mitzvahs to the Rebbein Shalom are pashat, are kvoit, are kvoit shemayim. Every mitzvah is kvoit shemayim, and every avera chas shalom zilzul kvoit shemayim. And avera causes the hepech hakovet. And that's why if you don't listen to the Rebbein Shalom, don't listen to the Rebbein Shalom, it says there, that the Rebbein Shalom said, don't come up in Hasinai. Don't come up in Hasinai. And if you come up in Hasinai, yore. You will learn skila from that. Skila is a loshna of ashpala, you're pushing the person down. That's why we see the skila goes hand in hand with hanging. And hanging is a zilzal. In last week's parasha, the Koran is gol and nislim. All the people who chayv skila have to be hung. Skila is an inyan of throwing down. It's an inyan of hashpala. So whoever doesn't listen is yore, that's learned from Mamet Hasinai. Straight after Yisra comes Mishpatim, that enigma that talks about an Eved who's Nigma B'Gnei Basar. The inyan of Eved is a Hashpala, right? Eved is the opposite of Malchus. It's a Hashpala. Nimka B'Gnei Busay. He stole. Averas cause a person Hashpala. Why? Because that's Midah connected to Midah. Because a person who doesn't Avera, Chaman Slan, is Mashpel, is Mezalzel Kuvayt Shemayim. Takes away the Kuvayt Shemayim. Every Yid represents Kuvayt Shemayim. The end of Shoftim, that's why it's the ending of Ritzicha. We know that the Ritzicha is a Hepech HaKovet. In other words, a person is created B'Tzelem Elokim. When he dies, he loses B'Tzelem Elokim. B'chala, all in the Misa, and you see that you have to, there's Kvod HaMes. Yikra the Shechva, the Gemara talks about Yikra the Chaya, there's the Kovet of the Chayim and the Kovet of the Mes. Kvod HaMes is one of the very big Se'ifim in Yiddishkeit. Because Misa is a zilzul. Offer is a hashpala into the offer. You put a person into the offer. Is ein hashpala gadol mizu. Ein hashpala gadol mizu. The mokam rima v'seleah. Is Misa as a yid zol shtaben, a yid shall die. Is that's a very that's kind of the whole inyan of a yid is that we represent malchus, we represent monarchy, we represent the idea of kovod, and Misa is the hepech. Is that's the inyan of to be mashlem that? That's the inyan of kvoid ames, kvoid and the kvoid the mishpocha, yikra the chai, yikra the shechva. But somebody who murders, somebody who pashut murders another yid, who kills another yid, is pashut showing that he's completely empty of the whole hasaga, and the whole hasaga that a yid is an inyan shel kovod. If a yid can kill another yid, it shows that he's mufka from the whole idea of the inyan of kovod, because mis is the hepech kovod. How can you bring about the greatest hepech kovod on a yid? On a yid that represents kovod, and that's why there's such a big seif of kovod ames. That's the end of shoftim. The end of shoftim is a ritzicha happened, kimatzeh cholol, and from there you have to the zekinecha, the shoftim, the Sanhedrin who represents the kovod, as we said. The Sanhedrin have the din of like a melech. The koyach of the Sanhedrin is the din of malchus. It's the din of malchus. It's the mishpatei melech. Melech ba mishpat yamid oretz. They have to go measure because they represent kovod. That's why they sit in the Beis Hamikdash, which is the king's palace. They represent the kovod, and they have to go out to measure to show that killing is the greatest hepech of somebody who's got no akora on the kovod of a yid. If he's got no asoga on the kovod of a yid, then he's got no asoga on the kovod of Torah, because that's where we became melachim. And that's why as a hachana to Chag HaShavuos was the whole terrible tragedy of Tamidir of Akiva Shalai Nogu Kovod Zel Zeh. A yid is a kovodik azach. A yid is a kovodik a thing. Yid is a chefta of kovod, and a yid has to live up to that kovod, and he mustn't be mezalzel in that kovod. Shlei nogo kovod zeh v'zeh is a very very big avla. It's avla that undermines the whole inyan of matan Torah, where we became atam tili mamleches koinim v'goy kodesh. That's why in matan Torah there was an inyan of achdus ki ish echad b'lev echad, means that every yid is mechabed the other one. Achdus means that yidna mechabed each other. Hepecha achdus is shleinog kovod zeh v'zeh. If you yes noy kovod zeh v'zeh, that creates achdus. But matan Torah they reached that point of ki ish echad b'lev echad. because they reached that point where they saw Avon Shlomim was giving them the Torah, they're becoming the Atzim Tzivim HaMelechus Koinim. So they saw the chashivas of how a Yid is a Dover should be covered, and a Yid has to, every single Yid with his Maisim has to bring covered, which is Kuvayt Malchus Shemayim. Just like a Melech has to be so careful not to disgrace, not to be Mechalel Kuvayt Malchus Shemayim, not to be Mechalel his own Malchus, that's why he's in Kuvayt HaMochel. Every Yid has to realize as a Melech, as a Ben Melech, that he has to retain and he has to be shomer on the covered of Klal Yisrael, on the covered of the he has to be mechaber the Yid, and he has to keep himself on a level where he's mechaber his meisim shouldn't bring about a chilul Hashem. That's the ki'ish echad b'leiv echad. The same thing as was with the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is the makom of covered. The Beis Hamikdash is the makom of covered. Hadras Melech is the makom of the Malchus, the makom of covered where mechaber the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Beis Hamikdash can be destroyed if there's sinas chinam in Klal Yisrael, because the whole tachlis of Beis Hamikdash is being mechabed each other. And that's why the whole Yerushalayim of Beis Hamikdash was built up in the Inyan of Achdus, and Yerushalayim is called Keir Shechur B'lo Yachtov, and the Sheamalas of Ba'irim Sheamalas Ba'irim Samachti Ba'irim Li Beis Hashem Neilech, talking about going up to the Beis Hamikdash, and that perik finishes with Leman Achai Verei Adar Ben Hashalom Boch Leman Beis Hashem Lekein Avach Shotei Boch. And you go into the place that represents the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the covered of Klal Yisrael that represents the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then Yidin have to be mechabed each other. Yidin have to realize that Klal Yisrael is an Indian of covered. You have to be Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. Just like by Mamad HaSina you have to be Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, so too by the Mishkan you have to be Samigdash, you have to be Ke'ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And if not, then that's the Chorob Samigdash. That's why you see the marshal that Kibbud Av V'Em is on the chelik, is the fifth of the Aseres HaDibros, which is on the chelik of the Ben Adam Lemakom. And the Mefarshim of there, the Mefarshim of the Pasuk say that Kabeid Es Avicha V'Simecha, because Hishva Akosov, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Hishva Akosov, Kovid of Av V'Emoy to the Kovid of Lemakom. We learn how Gzeir Shor says Kabeid Es Avicha V'Simecha, and it says Kabeid Es Hashem Me'Einecha. So made it therefore, the Indian of Kibbud Av V'Em is the Indian of being mechabed, is the Indian of being mechabed parents, is the same Indian of being mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the whole Aseres HaDibros, the whole Matan Torah is about this kovod that we're talking about. Being mechabed the Melech, bring kovod to the Melech. That's Kabbud HaSibicha V'Simecha. In other words, down here, if you mechabed your parents, that shows that you have kovod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That shows you have kovod for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's shy after that chelik of the Aseres HaDibros. The next, there's no, the number six is Lo Tirtzach, because Ritzicha is the gress the hepech that a yid can murder another yid is the gress the hepech of kovod. So that's the whole inyan the inyan after Lo Tirtzach comes with Lo Tinov, and Tinov is the inyan of Znus. The inyan of Znus is a hepech of kovod. Kol kvoido Bas Melech Pnima. The Indian of Tznius is the Indian of Kovod. And Rabbi Yochanan Bakori, his clothes is called Mechabduse. Clothes are called Mechabduse. Clothes are Indian of Kovod. Melech wears special clothes. Clothes are the Indian of Kovod. Tznius is clothes. It's the Indian of Begodim. Indian Begodim is the beginning of Tznius. It's the Indian of Kovod. Kol Kavoida, Bas Melech Pnima is the opposite of Arroyos. And princes of not wearing begodim properly, of the less begodim a person wears, it's less covered. The more covered, the more covered. The less covered, the less covered. Tinov, it shows that a person's mush put himself down to like a behemoth. Saita brings a korban soirim, because she has the maize behemoth. Maize behemoth means it's not shaykh to inin of covered. A behemoth doesn't know what covered is. A behemoth doesn't know what covered is. A behemoth is mushlut from covered. But a mensch, something's created with Salman Lakim, a Yid, he represents the Rabbanu Shalom. So therefore, we discussed this by Richas once, that's why he brings the Slater to the Beis Hamikdash, the Makam of Kovod, to teach a Kovod. She did a Maisa Behema, which means she's Mushlav from Kovod. Somebody who understands what she represents, what a Kol Kavoida Bas Melech Pnima represents, and she does it, she goes and has Znus, so she's Oika the Kol Kavoida. If she's Oika the Kol Kavoida, so then she's mushlu from kovod. That's like a behemoth. So you take her to the Beis Hamikdash, which is a makom of kovod. And you rip her clothes. Oh, you mazalzin habegodim, moridik, moridik. Mazalzin habegodim, because she's mazalzin in all the nyanim of kovod. She's mazalzin in all the nyanim of kovod. Chval, you see the tznus. When somebody's manua from kovod, the whole inyan of kovod, then he turns to tznus. You see the moshe by Bilam. Balak said to him that you wanted me to be mechabed you. His lashon is menach alekim. אמרתי חבד אחבד את רוב, הנה מנוח השם מקובד. מנוח השם מקובד, then Bilam gives an answer over the Benoi Smoyer to Mimazana. Once you מנוח, like he wants, there's no kovid בכלל over there, once there's no kovid, so then the next thing is Znus. Znus is the hepech of kovid, the hepech of kol kvoid of Asmelech Penima. So you see a pelde gazach, you see like Mamsha Kesha with the Seres Adibris. Kavod Asavicha V'Simecha is bringing the human kavod. Only your parents bring kavod. When you learn the inyan of kavod by Kavod Asavicha, which leads you to the inyan of Kavod Shamayim, which is the whole tachlis of all the mitzvahs, then that's Menea you from Loi Tirtzach, and that's Menea you from Loi Tinov. Because both Tirtzach and both Tinov, both Ritzicha and both Niuf, both Znus, are the inyans of Hepech HaKavod. So maybe that the Fizek also understand Moridik, the whole how Parshas Kisetze begins. Parshas Kisetze is the parsha we're preparing ourselves for Rosh Hashanah. It's the coming after the parsha of Shoiftim, which is the parsha of Sroim Tosim Melech HaMelech, which is Melech Shemochel HaKavoid in Kavoid HaMochel, which is bringing in the inyan of Kavoid Shemayim in Klal Yisrael. Maybe Parshas Kisetze is coming Lishloel, it's all the inyanim of Hepech HaKavod. It begins with the Maisa of the Eishes Yifas Toya. And the whole story of the Eishes Yifas Toya, Rashi brings down over here. Rashi says that the reason why you make a manuveles, Rashi says, "Lefi shehim noim shanochrim benesem iskashtes b'malchomer shul lahaznes acherim imoyim." It's the greatest. They mafki themselves. There's no, it's the greatest hepech hakovod, the greatest zilzel, the greatest nivul. So the parasha of Yisaitzel and Mochom Alevecho is that the whole parasha of Mochom, just like in a physically Mochom, why are they conquering more countries? To bring more kovod to the melech. The whole inyan of going to Mochom is to be magdil the shetach of the melech, to be marbe kvoid amalchus. Chemes Hayetzer, which Rashi says that it's talking about Kisetzer and Nochom Alevecha, right? It's Chemes Hayetzer. The whole Indian of a person fighting Chemes Hayetzer is to think of the Kvoid Shemayim. If he as a Yid, as a prince, is going to succumb to lowly things, to be mashkel, ashpala, and the opposite of the Zilzel Kvoid HaMelech. And then that's mamish the opposite. That's why you got to fight against the Yitzhahara, to bring more kovod to the Melech. That's why we have to fight, to bring more kovod to the Melech. Znus is the greatest hepech hakovod. It's the greatest zilzal. It's when a person is nekar, is completely mufka from the whole inyan of kovod, of what kovod really represents. And that's why you have to be mevazeher. That's the whole hemshech of the pasuk, and that's the yisod. Now the ben soyer and moyer that comes later, is the parasha of einenu shemeh bekaleinu. He's zoydel besoyveh. Zoydel besoyveh means he's zoydel besoyveh. I don't know how to translate that in English. In other words, he's a shikara, the shikara of people. Lo yivakish chay lo mazakim lisaneg b'machel. He becomes shikar. With yayin, with basa and yayin, the people have become shikar, but money from the whole union of kovod, right? Like it says by Noach over there, the Noach, Yesh v'Nev, Yizgal v'Soicha Holo, he wasn't dressed. The whole union of hepech hakovod. So his hebach hakovod manifested. So he's got no kibud avayim. He's got no kibud avayim. He's lost his mufka, vayta mufka from the whole inyan of kovod. After that comes the parasha of Chiyah be'esh chet mishpat mavis v'humas. He was killed with skila, and then it says of Salisa Yisrael eight. Mamish what we're saying, mamish our words. It's the zulzulay shel melech when a yid is hanging on a tree. Zulzulay shel melech shadam osi b'dmus de yuknoi. We are made b'tzal nekim v'yisrael hein bonov. And Kladi Yisrael are the bonov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we're talking about Taka Kala Niskol and Nislin. And the whole inion of hanging, this is Bama, something that Yiddish is the Oyvay, there's a Tzal Melech that's hanging with a Zilzul to a Melech. And Aveira is a Mardik of Zilzul to the Melech. And the Mania of doing an Aveira, the Mania of this, is that we shouldn't bring a Chas V'Shem Zilzul to the Melech. When this little boy, Zalil Vasoybe, is shikering himself with Yain, and he's not Mechabed, he's Mufka from COVID. He's mezalzel himself. He's bringing zilzul leishal melech. That's the kesha between Ben Soira and Moira and this parasha of Chiyas and Mishma Obis. And this parasha teaches us a mordika kazach. Teaches us the whole meaning of kovod. A yid is to know that when he's in a matzav of zilzul, it's zilzul leishal melech. When a yid is a matzav of zilzul, then it's zilzul leishal melech. It's mamish a pachad. Yid, as mezalzel himself, it's a zilzul. It's a zilzul. Zilzul bechvoid Hashem Melech. Parashas later in the parasha, the inyan of you go bichasam machane vechisisos teosecho, all inyanim of kovod, all inyanim of kovod ha'odom, all these inyanim, we in the midbar we wrapped around the nana kovod. We're given a few shiurim on this inyan. The inyan of the nana kovod. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see as soon as we came out of Mitzrayim, so we've left the country, which all their meisim are meisim behema, and we leave the country. Hashem took upon us in a nana kovod to teach us that we are mechubadik, we represent the melech, and therefore an avera, chas v'shalom an avera, is the inyan of zilzul melech. The Avodah Zarah that we know, the Klal Yisrael succumbed to, we spoke before about the Be'inyan of Bilam, and now we understand why it comes together with Nus. Because the Aveir of Baal Pa'or, but the whole Aveir of the Baal Pa'or is to be Mazalzel. So to make an Avodah out of a Pechisus Adam, to make an Avodah out of Zilzan out of Pechisus Adam. That was the Avodah Zarah of Baal Pa'or. And that Mamish represents the whole idea of Avodah Zarah. Because the whole Inyan of Yiddishkeit is to be Mar Bekoit Shemayim. The merid in Yiddishkeit is a zilzul shel melech, and that brings to a matzav of Baal Pa'or. You're only a mensch because you're representing Kvod Shemayim. If you turn to Avodah Zarah, so you're not representing anymore Kvod Shemayim, you'll see that your whole Avodah will become a pchisas. Your whole Avodah will become, the more you mezalzul yourself, the better it is, because you're not representing Keilu l'shitoscha. You're not representing the melech anymore. Our whole zika to Yiddishkeit is mar bekvod shemayim. Lebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu melama el lechvoidoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to megala gilui kvod malchus shemayim. Yom HaKadosh Hashem Neshama Papa Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech Malchusa Bakol Mashala. So since that's the whole inyan of malchus shemayim. Once you leave that inyan of Malchus Shemayim, is then the person goes down, and that's why connected to Znus. Znus, we said before, is the greatest hepech of kovod. The ma'aseh of Znus is the greatest hepech of kovod. Znus, Baal Pa'or, that's all the zeh l'umazeh when a person's mufka from kovod. So this is the Mordechai Rashi. Zilzulei Shemelech she'adam osim b'diusta yukna b'yisrael heim bonav. So here the zilzul is when the person's hanging, but every time a person is mezalzel himself, every time a person mezalzel himself, it's a zilzul in shemelech. That's why you see the mashal, the greatest aveira. When you get to the sugi and yuma, there, get to the dalat chaluki kapora, and the worst thing is chilul Hashem. not Yom Kippurim, not Tshuva, not Tzink. Tshuva with Yom Kippurim, with Yisurim, with Misa. It's the most chomot, the most chomotic thing from everything. It's Chil Hashem. You know the Gemara there in Yomah. Gemara says there that Chil Hashem, as well as Chayvi Krisis and Chayvi Misas, Chil Hashem So for somebody's not even gonna say tshuva is enough. Somebody's even a loisa saying he does tshuva. Tshuva's toilet, Yom Kippurim is mechaper. He's even krisus and mises bez, then he does tshuva. Then tshuva, Yom Kippurim is toilin. The yisurim American needs also yisurim. Aval mi sheyesh chilul Hashem beyodoy ein koyach b'tshuva lislois. Veloy b'Yom Kippurim lechaper. Veloy b'yisurim Amarik. Ela kulan toilin or misam Amarikas. How flew the fellow. Chilul Hashem is the worst. The worst increases a Misa Bezda. Why? Because the whole Yiddishkeit is based on Koid Hashem. And Mabe Koid Malchus Shemayim. It's the opposite of that. It undermines Matan Torah, undermines the Kisei HaKovod, undermines the whole Inyan, all the mitzvahs, undermines everything. Kabeid is the sikkum of all the five Dibras that came before them. Letitzach and Letinach, these are all Inyanim, these are all Aseres HaDibras based on that. The Aseres HaDibras with the Shev Mitzvah Rabbanan, which is Keser, is all putting the crown on the Rabbanan Shalim, being Ma'abek Void, Ma'abek Kovid, Malchus Shemayim. Echil Hashem is the worst of the worst of the worst. Oh, so Mela, that's why at the end of Parashas Kiseitze, you have Amalek. Amalek, we know, is Bozui Atama'oid. We've discussed in other Shirim that the Novi Ovadia says Bozui Atama'oid. Amalek is the Indian, he's desperate for Kovod because he's the biggest Monui from Kovod. He's the biggest Hepecha Kovod, he's the biggest Zilzil. Amalek won't go into now because we marach in other Shirim. That's why Shekorach Baderech, he's Metame Kalal Yisrael with Keri, with Mishkav Zocho. Amalek is the greatest Hepecha Kovod. Amalek is the one that brings into Klal Yisrael. Amalek is the one that takes away from Klal Yisrael our feeling that we represent the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yidua, Ein Shmoy Shalem, Ein Kisoy Shalem, At Shimoch Hizar Shal Amalek. Ein Kisoy Shalem means that Kisoy Shalem means because Klal Yisrael is not representing the Kisoy HaKovod. That's why Amalek was in Loichem of Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah. They came at the end of Meshalach, just before Yisroel, because they're trying to take away that Mamad HaSinai, which brought around the Galus of Kvod Malchus Shemayim, which gave Klal Yisrael the greatest covenant in the world. And they want Klal Yisrael to be like another nation that doesn't represent anymore Kvod Malchus Shemayim. And then once you don't represent Kvod Malchus Shemayim, Ke'ilu, you don't have to be careful, you can be Mezalzel, and that's how he becomes the Bozui Atamoi. They cause Klal Yisrael to become the Bozui. They take away the covet of Klal Yisrael. So Zochis Shoslach Amalek is the end of the Parsha of Kiseitze, which the Mahalach in the Parsha of Kiseitze is the Mahalach of being Marbe B'Kovid. Is the Mahalach of realizing that Torah Mitzvah is all about the Inyan of Kovid of the Melech, and Chas V'Shalom, and to be Menea Ad Ktzei Achron with any Inyan that can be brought about in Zilzulei Shemelech, which is the Bechin of Chil Hashem. And maybe with that we can understand. But now we can understand the mitzvah Bikurim, which is the beginning of this week's parasha. Bikurim is always related to the Inyan of Bechor. Bikurim is always related to the Inyan of Bechor. Bikurim is Bechor. It relates back to the Inyan of Bechor. Our ma'aseh about Bikurim is the Apel B'Gezach, which is mamish miyuchud. Even the halacha in the Inyan of Bikurim, and then we'll understand the whole keshet how Bikurim is the hemshach of Parshas Kiseitze, and how it's the hachana to Rosh Hashanah, which is Malchias. And that is, Pelin Gazach, there was this whole procession. He giu korav Yushalayim shochel lefneim ve'itru is Bikurim. Pachas Asganim Gizbarim Yotzim. Everyone has to go lefneim. Lefi kovod hanechnosim hayu yotzim. Lefi the kovod of the nechnosim of the people coming in. That's the kovod you have to give them to go out. And the chiddush lahalacha v'chol bali umnis should be Yerushalayim oimdim lefneim. All the bali umnis in Yerushalayim to stop work and have to stand there, go out of the store, all the storekeepers, whatever, v'shoyalin v'shloimam, and they asked them how they were. Achenu anshe amokoim ploini basim nesharam aganze geschäft. Aganze geschäft. So here already, I mean, it's a Yerushalmi, a beautiful Yerushalmi. The Bar Tanura brings it down. The Bar Tanura says, it's a peldi gezach. They're in the middle of their work. The halacha is that they're not, if a Talmud Chacham walks past, and you're in the middle of your store, you're serving somebody, and a Talmud Chacham walks into your store, you're not allowed to get up for him. You're in the middle of working now. So, Avagav, Shein Bali Umnus Chayoven Lam, Bepnei Tamidei Chachamim, B'Shoa Shoyzkim Emelachtam, Kedei Shlo Yizbatlim Emelachtam. You're employed, you're not allowed to get up for a Talmud Chacham. Mikol Mokam Hoyu Chayoven Lamoid, Bepnei Mevi Bikurim. T'chavi B'mitzvah B'shat. And the Yerushalmi's lashon is boy re'ei kama chaviv a mitzvah, kama godl mitzvah. The godless of a mitzvah. Oh, we're talking over here about being mechabed. You're not mechuyah to be mechabed at Talmud Chari. Getting up for a Talmud Chacham is. Kima is an inyan of kovod, the hidur, of adarta, whatever. It's an inyan of kovod. You're not mechuyev to be mechabed the Talmud Chacham, but you're mechuyev to be mechabed the one who's bringing bikur, the farmer who's bringing bikur, who doesn't, he can't read, doesn't know which way to hold the siddur. And the God Lador, yesterday, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky walked past, and he didn't get up. And here the farmer comes with his jeans, with his pomegranate, and you're mechuyev to stand up. Boyrei kama chaviv mitzvah. And he brings a bchalal, the bikurim, the whole parasha bikurim is megala. Says that if he covered hanichnosim hayoyitzim, and the nishami asks, what do you mean? All klal yisrael are mechubed. He brings down the yochanan voice. Kol yisrael nichbadim or bnei melachim. So what does it mean? The fee covered hanichnosim hayoyitzim. Every yid is a ben melach. How can you say that if a mechubedik yid comes, send one of the anshe yerushalayim who mechubadim? If a less mechubedik yid comes, send one of the anshe yerushalayim who less mechubedik. Where's less mechubed and more mechubed? Kol Yisrael nechbadim, said the first Shalom. It's also Yerushalayim. Kol Yisrael nechbadim. Or b'nei melachim. Or b'nei melachim. So it says that if he covered doesn't mean the mechubed they can mention. It means the amount of people, because the amount of people is also covered. B'roiv om, hadros mech is also covered. So however many people are coming in, that's how many people from Yerushalayim have to go out to greet them. Gets to the whole thing, dreitz acharum over here, the inyan of covered. Covered, giving covered, nechmodim, inyan of covered, and after the kach, the mitzvah bikurim, you don't really find that if it's you have to stand up before somebody lighting chanukah. I don't know if you have to stand up, if you see if it's somebody in the middle of the mitzvah, the rice, you have to quickly close your store. But bikurim, there's a chiddush that bikurim, you've got to stand up, bikurim, you've got to stand up, and you've got to and you've got to wait. And even you have to do a covered to a person, even a covered you don't have to do to the Talmud Chacham, you have to do this, you have to do to a mitzvah. What's the pshat? Why should the big Talmud Chacham be worse off than this farmer Amoritz? But the answer is that's the koach of the mitzvah. A mitzvah is kula covered. A mitzvah is kula and being mechabed the melech. If we see that it's zulay shemelech, a mitzvah is the opposite of a zulay shemelech. The mitzvah is the koid malcha shemayim, and the koid amelech. Nothing can stand in the way of the koid amelech. Just like we said, Melech Shemoch al Kavod Ein Kavod Amochel. Kavod Amelech is a different parasha. Chacham, Tamat Chacham is Mochel al Kavod Kavod Amochel. Tamat Chacham and Kavod are not mamish one thing. It's a chiv to give him Kavod to Mechabed the Torah. But the Kavod and Tamat Chacham are two dinim. Kavod and Mitzvah are not two dinim. A Mitzvah is the Kavod Shel Melech Malcham Lochem, and the Kavod Shel Melech Malcham Lochem. Is that you can't be mevatel. So therefore you see that the mitzvah bikurim, which is like the inyan of bechor, which is like the inyan of bechor, we said before, is a lashon gedula and lashon malchus. All mitzvahs correspond to this idea of malchus. But the inyan of bikurim is a mitzvah be'etzem. The Beis Gnoza, he says that the truma ma'isa is a dinin. He says the trumas of ma'isos are dinin Yerushalayim, dinin kedushas Yerushalayim, or dinin kedushas Hamikdash. Mikurim is the dinin kedushas Hamikdash, and Beis Hamikdash was the makom of the armoyin shel melech. It's kulo, it's a beheichole or beheichole kulo eme kovod. Every mitzvah is a kovod of melech of melech malchim lachem. So we have to be mechaber a mitzvah. You have to make a chana for a mitzvah. You have to appreciate, you have to realize that this mitzvah is you're giving kovet to Melech Malchim Lochem with every single mitzvah. Aver is a zilzil, and a mitzvah is being mechaber. So maybe this is the mitzvah of Bikurim. And they both Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Because this is the Inyan Bikurim, that's why the after Parshas Kiseitze comes Parshas Kisovoy. And Rosh Hashanah is getting closer. And the Yidu, when he has to make tshuva, has to realize that the tshuva for his Averis is, the Cheshvan and Nefesh for Averis is, that he was Mezalzen and Kvod Malcha Shemayim. If Hashem gave the Torah with the Kisar Kovod coming down in Har Sinai, it means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling you that the mitzvahs are the kiss are covered. You mechabed the melech, and averes you mezalz the melech, and that's why gedoy the tshuva shemegas ad kiss are covered. Tshuva has to go all the way to the kiss are covered, because the averos mezalz in the covered of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The tshuva has got to be an increase of being mechabed called over shebe kedusha, of being mechabed mitzvahs, of being mechabed a yid, of looking in every single way to be mechabed, to give kovod to any inyan of ruchni, any inyan that's the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mechabed tamid hachachomim, mechabed your parents, mechabed another yid, mechabed mitzvahs, mechabed pashut, mechabed mitzvahs, mechabed the koyach of mitzvahs, not to be mezalz in the mitzvahs. After Parshas Vizchanan is the Parshas of Ekev. And Ekev is the mitzvah she'odam dosh ba'akevav. Shtoz ha'azach is odam dosh ba'akevav. And by a melech, every mitzvah, the Sarah Mashkin is a fly in the soup. You're not talking about a guy who sent a torpedo to the palace. You're talking about somebody that was a fly in the soup. But achas dosa, it doesn't make a difference. It's a zilzin in the melech. After Matan Torah, is repeated in Parshas Vizchanon, is we have to realize that that there's no such thing as a mitzvah shalom dosh pakevah. And so therefore, when Adarabah, when Rosh Hashanah comes close, is Adarabah, we have to work more, not being mazals and everything. And as you see, lahaloch and hilchas Rosh Hashanah, there's a lot of dugmois about kedei not to be mazals in the mitzvah. Even in the Shemayin Esra, should you mention the Musafei Rosh Chodesh, or just the Musafim of Rosh Hashanah in order not to be mezalz in Rosh Hashanah? But Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is more chashuv. Usually Rosh Chodesh, the second day is more chashuv, because the second day is the first day of the new month. So therefore, that's why we say also the first day and also the second day, we say it in Kadesh Le'evoy Le'zalzal. There's a lot of inyanim on Hilchas Rosh Hashanah that have to do is not to be mezalz on mitzvahs. Even the slightest bit is even minhagim. The whole Indian of dipping in tapuach b'dvash and simonim, there's a lot of minhagim that we have that we're very makbid on it. It's very makbid simonim. That's all Indian of simonim. It's a little thing. It's only a simon of something else. It's a klein azach. But that's how we bring the whole Rosh Hashanah. We bring in Rosh Hashanah with all the simonim, with the minhagim. Dafki got to look for the small things, things that we might have been dosh by cave of, and thereby brought about the zilzul shemelach. Now the achas kama v'kama al tvarim gedolim, averus, big averus, which has to shama the inyan of zilzul shemelach. That's the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh, and we know the moon is malchus. And we know that the moon that goes away and comes back, that's the Pegam, it's called the Pegam HaLavona. Pegam HaLavona is the Pegam of Malchus. The Miyat HaYireach is the Pegam of Malchus, because the moon represents, the Yireach represents the Lavona. That's why Shlomo HaMelech's reign was the 15th door, because the 15th, the moon is in the full. His generation, Isaiah called it the Siyara B'Shlemus, so the moon in its fullest, because Shlomo HaMelech's reign manifested Malchus Shemayim in the best possible way. He was the melech that was mevatim malchus shemayim. That's called the moon b'shlemusay. Of the miyat hayireach, that's the pegam in malchus. And Rosh Hashanah is when the moon is mamish the smallest. The smallest is the biggest pegam in malchus. And the biggest pegam in malchus, that is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the biggest, that we have to be mesak in the pegam in malchus. Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh in order to teach us that the Ikka Inyan of the Averis is that we are poigim in the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to be marbe bechovoid. We have to be marbe bekvoid malchus shamayim. We mustn't forget that we are mechubedik a mention. We mustn't forget that we are mechubedik a mention. And the inner of tshuva is to remember that we're mechubedik a people. That's the whole inner of tshuva. That's why the climax of the tshuva is sukkahs, which sukkahs is a zecha to the anan hakovod. After the whole avoida of the heilige teich, so after that avoida, we're ready to walk into the anan hakovod. We've reached that point where we see we're in the yom of kovod. Agav, by the way, we said before that the whole inyan of znus is the moedik inyan of pchisus is the greatest zilzal. You see, by a nesuin, there's a moedik achiv to be mechaber the chosin and kala. We say chosin doim el melech. What's the inyan of chosin doim el melech? Because if you're having the bracha, the masada kedushin, asher kedushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu ala aroyes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavar us not to be mezalzel, but not to be mezalzel. Not to be mezalzel b'melech. Znus is a zilzel in the melech. The kedusha of nisuin, of doing something, the kedusha b'tahara, that's being marbe b'choyd ha-melech. So the chosin is a goyim for the kovid ha-melech. So therefore, that's why the chosin gets the din of a chosin doim el ha-melech. And he walks around with a gabba, a shoymek. Chosin is the inyan of malchus. That's what we have to work very, very hard. We have to realize that the world, we're living in Golas Edom, and the end of Golas Edom. And the end of Golas Edom, Golas Edom is the Bozu Yatam Oid. And Klal Yisrael is in the... Klal Yisrael is in the worst matzav of mevuza. I don't mean that goyim are looking down. There were other generations of other where Klal Yisrael are much more mushpul than today. Baruch Hashem, the Yidden are not mushpul today. But it means the zilzal in the number of mitzvahs, the zilzal bechlal, that people, the immorality and the thing that have seeped into to the Yiddish folk, Rachmana Litzlan, is all these in yonim. It's an oynus. That's the door. It's a door which is porous completely. Ad she'en pirtzei gedoyla mimenu. But the inyan of Heilige Yidden to succumb to inyonim, which are the greatest zilzul, is that's the koyach, the Golas Edom is trying to be menea the gula, trying to be menea the kvoid malchus. So we have to call upon ourselves to be mekadosh shem shemayim v'rabim, to bring about the opposite of chilul Hashem, to bring about the opposite of being mechal kvoid. People should look at a yid and elach yid, and people should see his anhogas, and people should say, "Wow, this is mamish being marbe kovid shemayim." We mekabel upon ourselves to bring kovid to all mitzvahs, even to small mitzvahs, and that's the parasha of Bikurim. Parasha Bikurim was singled out as the parasha to bring a lot of yiftikin to the Beis Hamikdash, to the makom of kovid. It's a Beis Hamikdash tikazach. The next Mishnah David says, Nigiv Lahar Abayis. The Mishnah says, Afila Gripas HaMelech. Even a Gripas HaMelech, Noitel Asal Al Kaseifoy, V'nichnas Ad Shemagia Le'azor. Even a Gripas HaMelech. The more you can mechabed the mitzvah, the more you can bring about kovod. Cover to the mitzvah, there's the more of the marbe kvoid malchus shemayim. Famous word from the Svasemes on the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Nebechot be'el Rosh Hashanah le'maisa behema. The Svasemes says, it's the shaykhaz of el to maisa behema. Maisa means to be mafrish. So el that avoid is to be mafrish yourself from behemishkeit. According to what we're saying, it's mamish gold. The behemishkeit is the opposite of kovod. Ma'aseh behemah is the opposite of kovod. We have to work on ourselves to be malchustik. if we mufrish ourselves from inyonim that bring us down to the matzav of being like a behemah. We have to be mechubadika, kovadika. That's Rosh Hashanah, the Echel Be'el Rosh Hashanah, the Maisa Behemah. Yeah, to bring COVID, the Torah mitzvahs into all the mitzvahs, to be zoicha to makayin the mitzvahs in a way where we bring about the inyan of keser to the Rebbeinu Shalom, the inyan of mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'stav tzayin. That's the whole inyan of shayfa. The whole inyan of shayfa is to bring about kvoid malchus shemayim b'chatzoyis v'zukot shayfa. It's a coronation. It's a coronation. It's bringing COVID. Bringing Kvod HaMelech. That's Chus Bishvizoicha Metz Hashem. Yema Hu Yi Hashem Echad Hashmo Echad Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shvim Nizgala Shvim Spashit Metz Hashem Echad Olam Kuloi Shvizoicha To Uis Ola Maisim To Mi Megala Kvod Malch HaShemayim Ola Bad Ola Maisim. The door of COVID, see there, the Goy Shevelt is the door of such zilzul and such pechisus. What's a yid doing in this door, Bechlal? If not, to be Megala, to be Gala Malchus Shemaim. Nebuch, there's so many Rachmanos and so many tragedies and so many opportunities, Rachmanos Atzlan, of Koy Dames, Rachmanos Atzlan, so many tragedies. Could be if Klai Shol and Zanazan Mechabel Zanav Zich to be Mechabel Chaim Kamash Tzorah. Says the Sephona, you tell him, says, what's Pshat Lashem Alekecho? Says the Sephona, even if he's not such a rabbi, you have to speak to him b'kovod. You tell him Hashem Alekecha. Avo bi shazeh lo yoyma zolosi Hashem Alekecha zoloshan they only use l'anshe Hashem k'moy l'melochim l'vim mikomokam b'yoyzcha mevi eila v'sapikurim k'mevi dorin al keli sale shu balkaka royu shetada be'imoy b'zeh derech kovet. The reason we come to the Kodesh where the Pasuk says abosa l'koyim v'mata eila v'gadati ayoyim l'Hashem Alekecha. And this inyan of l'Hashem Alekecha you only say to an Odom that you mechayu to be mechabe. And bechlal, the whole klal that we learned, Asheyeh b'yom ha'im, we learned from there that you have to be mechaber the one that lives Shmuel b'dor, Yiftach b'dor, you have to be mechaber the one you're coming to. So mitzvah bikurim is megala the whole inyan of COVID, how to speak, be meretach, how you speak and how you do, how you end. So many inyanim of COVID revolve around the inyan of bikurim. So COVID igazach, and it's all for this one mitzvah to show kama godl koyach mitzvah. Is the parasha of Vidui Maestros. What's the parasha of Vidui Maestros? So the Chinuch says, Mishar Shah Mitzvah on Vidui Maestros. If he should school us all the Magoidel Shvachai Hua Dibur, Shu Yeser Boy Al Kol Mine Nivron. Deulu mitzad yesa tnois mitzad chutz mitibur gam sha balechayim isnoi kamoyu, right? Balechay also gets up and he walks and he sleeps and he eats. This is a peldik gezach. Al ken yesh harbe bnei adam sheirein milifsel diburim. A lot of people are scared to pasul to be mezalzel in their own dibur. Shehu hahoid hagodol shebahem yoyse milachte b'maisa. People are more careful to be mezalzel in a dibur, to be choyte with a dibur, than they are to be choyte the maisa. Because a person understands, a person gives the dibur a certain kovet, because a person understands that a dibur makes him hecher than a balei chayim. And therefore a person is sensitive, and he's more shomer his dibur than he is his maisa. Because maisa and behemoth also do maisa. He doesn't see the goydel chashivas of a maisa as much as he sees the goydel chashivas of a dibur. So b'yoyis inun ha-maisus ra trum is dover godl. Because trum is a maisus, is a dover godl, is a vichtig azach. B'gam ki bo t'luya michyas mishar se keil, all the koinim, Hashem feeds the koinim through giving them trum is a maisus. So hayo mechasod aleinu kedei shlei nechta b'hem lahadireinu aleim lahafrish oisom v'shloi nigav lem v'lehenes b'mpoi. You've got to be mafrish trumas amazes, and you mustn't take it for yourself. It's tevel, whatever misa d'shema. V'gam shenoyed al atzmeinu b'finu b'bayis hakodesh shloi nikarn shloi shikarnu b'hem v'lei kavnu dova mehem kol kach kedei shenizem b'oid b'inyan. So the pelik zach, the whole inyan of vidui maestros is that we should have to say b'dibur that we gave it all, because dibur is the koyach of a yid that's mechabat him, that makes him better than an animal. So that it could be that if the whole inyan of we know that the vidui, the person says it's true, but the vidui of a shamru bagadno, the vidui goes from aleph till tof. So that vidui which goes from aleph till tof, that vidui from aleph till tof is the dibur, is the koyach of dibur. In other words, when a person's choyte, he was mezalzel, he did maisa behemoth. If he makes maisa behemoth, he was mezalzel with the very thing that gives him, makes him better than a baal chai. So therefore, that's why we said that the whole inyan of averus, of doing tshuva, is because we acted like animals, we're mezalzel in the kvod Hashem, and we want to come back to become mechubad the convention, and mechubad the convention is with the koyach of dibur. So maybe that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's done a very interesting chinuch, a very soidistic chinuch, that the Rebbeinu Shlom knows that we're going to be more careful, with our dibur. So therefore, he wants us to make sure that we are mafresh trumas and maisers. Our vechti geinian, he makes us say it bepeh that we are mafresh trumas and maisers. So the peh is the maiser what we say vidui with, and it's brought down. We say vidui from aleph to tof, because really through doing averus we really lose our koyach dibur. We lose our koyach hadibur by doing averus, by being mezalzel melech. We lose our maila, and our maila is a maila of dibur. So it could be straight after the inyan of bikurim, where you see how much they were mechabadas. Then a mensch tafeshtayim. Why are you getting favus bistam mechubadika? Because you're a mensch, and you're a mensch through your koyach hadibur. Straight after the mitzvah of bikurim comes the inyan of vidui maestros. And inyan of vidui maestros is bechlal. The Rambam shita is that the whole tshuva is vidui. Tshuva is vidui. Tshuva is being misvada bepeh. You have to be misvada bepeh. That's the inyan of vidui. So that's the kesher between bikurim. It's a hemshach of a person to realize, a person to understand the kovid gazar. In the Lam Natzeach, we say before Tzkiyas Shofar, that's what we say the pasuk of Yadber Amim Tachteinu L'Umim Tachas Ragleinu. Yadber Amim Tachteinu L'Umim Tachas Ragleinu. Yad ver amim tachteinu. That's the Indian of the dibur.